we're heading to mature enrollment, and I'm extremely fearful of what's going to happen when the system crashes and people find out that they don't have access to their doctor anymore. It's a very serious situation. In Fillmore County, if you go to Olmsted Medical and you have to go on a Blue Plus plan, you just lost your doctor, you just lost your clinic, you lost your hospital, and you're going to be paying a 60% increase. So it's failed. The governor's acknowledged it's failed. I wish he'd call a special session so we could get in and start. There's some things we could do. And I think he needs to call us back to special session immediately.
Representative, I think that the governor's argument has been that it's too political to necessarily handle as we're heading into the election, and Minshew has been a very political issue right from the beginning. What would you say to that?
I would say that I care more about the people that are losing their doctors, that are losing their health care plans, that have no access. That's much more important to me than politics. And so we have to set the politics aside. There's some things we could do to work on fixing this. And, you know, the governor, some have said, you know, wait till January. January is too late. Listen to the Commerce Commissioner Rothman when he says it's serious. It's an emergency. Red flags are going up. He's got it right. He's got it right. Rothman's right. We need a special session. Now, we cannot wait till January because a lot of Minnesotans are going to be waking up January 1st with no health insurance.
And, you know, the governor and other Democrats in the state legislature have said that this is too little too late coming from the Republicans at this point. What would your response be to that?
Well, very simply that not one Republican voted for this debacle. So, you know, we didn't create the mess, but I'm willing to work hard on fixing the mess. So too little too late. We went through the other day at a press conference all the different amendments and bills that we proposed that were shut down by the DFL. So we had a lot of good ideas. Everyone was shut down. In fact, I remember Speaker Thiessen ruling out of order amendments to Minshew bills that were about Minshew. You know, they shut her down. They own this. Let's step up to the plate, throw a political party at the door, and let's fix some of these things because it's the Minnesotans that are losing on this. So to me, that's way beyond politics. We have to get this fixed. We have to do it today because tomorrow's too late.